You're listening to Band Sounds with Phil Corbett.
Hey, this is part two of a four-part series. If you are starting here, you are lost. You'll definitely want to turn back and listen to part one first. This series is called Lucian, and the music you're about to hear was written for this episode by Kent Irwin and myself. Here we go. June 21st, 2018. It's the summer solstice today. And going to see Lucian. First day of summer. For the last month or so, there has been no snow. But that is more evident now than ever. So it's like 8 in the morning, and it's already kind of warm. And when I say no snow, I guess that's not totally accurate. On the peaks, the big mountains in front of me, there's still snow up there. Just nowhere that I'll be walking to. Just came over the ridge, and there's Lucian, the same spot. People are born soft and supple. Dead, they are stiff and hard. Plants are born tender and pliant. Dead, they are brittle and dry. Thus, whoever is stiff and inflexible is a disciple of death. Whoever is soft and yielding is a disciple of life. The hard and stiff will be broken, the soft and supple will prevail. June 26th, 2018, we're going to see Lucian.
You can tell me about Lucian yet?
I am. So today is the first appointment with Lucian where I haven't come alone since late March. So, I'm gonna have you introduce yourself.
I'm Em. Says so on my hat. I'm an intern slash friend.
What have I told you about Lucien, and what are you imagining?
Well, they have the body shape of a paper straw wrapper, and nothing else. I know nothing else about Lucien.
You have said you think Lucien's a tree.
Well, yes, Lucien is a tree, and you did not name Lucien. I know that. And you've been visiting them every week, and play them songs.
And you brought a banjo.
Yes, I did bring a banjo, because I'm that kind of person, though.
We're coming over the last ridge. And there's Lucien. Same spot.
Ready?
All right, let's go. So, M, this is Lucien. Lucien, this is M.
Hello. That's a cool tattoo. I do tattoos too.
What do you think?
This is a great spot. Like, Lucien's got their whole crew, you know? They all live around here. It's like a whole neighborhood of friends.
I've been using the pronouns it for it. Lucien. Have I told you about this?
Mm-mm.
So I have this whole concept that, like, you know how it is sort of like a degrading thing to call a person?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's degrading because the idea of being anything other than human is, like, disgusting to most people. That, like, to dehumanize is the worst thing you could possibly do to a person.
Just like how people give pronouns to inanimate objects, it's, like, making them more affectionate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking about that a lot with Lucien, who is a tree with a human name. But is definitely an it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so too. That's always why I definitely resonate with that, because I've always found it weird when people name things that are inanimate, like cars, you know?
Me too. I am very itchy.
I know, me too. I've gotten, like, several bites.
All right, let's go.
Who resigned in protest against May, Boris Johnson, might make a good prime minister. NPR Scott Horsley says Trump is now backtracking on the comments he made to The Sun.
Trump's interview with The Sun, Ken.
Friday, July 13th, 2018. So it is the middle of summer, and it's been hot for the last few weeks, like hitting 100 this week, a little over 100. But today, it's kind of chilly, which is really nice. It's totally overcast. I think there might be a mosquito problem. so I kind of don't want to hang out by water. So we'll check in on Lucien. I know you probably heard last week how there were a lot of mosquitoes, and I was quite itchy for a few days after. My coworker, Ann Jeanette, said she was hiking last week, and I think it was a ranger or somebody came up and was like, yeah, be careful, we've had a hatching event. Which sounds really ominous and gross. So apparently a lot of mosquitoes have hatched in some sort of event. My mom told me that dryer sheets work, so maybe I'll bring some next week and try that out. Apparently just rubbing yourself with a dryer sheet will keep the mosquitoes away. You're listening to Van Sounds, Life Hack Podcast. Yeah, I am covered. Okay, I'm gonna... Ow. Remember in Jumanji?
I can't date Jesus. Love, sex, family, race, and other reasons I've put my faith in Beyonce.
July 20th, 2018. It is nighttime. It's the first time I've come to visit Lucien at night. July 26th, 2018. It's another hot summer day, kind of smoky. There's Lucien, the same spot. A few weeks ago, I said that I heard rubbing dryer sheets on you keeps mosquitoes off. I think I can confirm that that is not true, because I rubbed a dryer sheet all over me, and I'm holding it right now, and there are... I can count 13 mosquitoes on me right now. August 3rd, 2018. It's August. It's a summer day. Kind of hot. It's been super smoky all week, but today it's a little bit clearer. The sky is blue. Kind of a weird blue, but blue. Alright. Coming over the last ridge, and there's Lucien. Same spot. August 10th, 2018. It's been really smoky down in my hometown in Gardnerville, Nevada, too. So I talked to my old professor and friend, Mike Branch, who writes about the environment. Yeah, Mike Branch said that it is worse, and that, like, since my parents have lived here, in, like, the 80s, that fires are twice as prevalent, twice as hot, and burned twice as much land. So it is clearly getting worse. Do you remember that voice I heard in the woods? I can hear it again through the headphones. Can you hear that? I'm gonna turn it up. I don't feel alone.
Twice a year instead of quarterly.
August 17th, 2018. There's Lucien. Same spot. Trying to find the words to describe just how just perfect it is here right now. Basically, the first time I saw Lucy, and it was me and my dad hiking up here, and we were hiking on the totally overgrown service road that services the power lines, and just hiking up into the canyon, into the ravine, and we looked down, and it was just like this steep hill down to what sounded like a creek, and we figured, oh, that's the perfect place to go let our dog Ronan get water and just kind of hang out. And so we went down to this one spot on the creek, and when we turned around, Lucien's name was carved in the tree right there. So Lucien was just sitting right there, like, that was exactly, somebody had that experience before us, you know? August 24th, 2018. I think it was just last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, the smoke cleared. It was still hot, but not burning. As of two nights ago, there's been a chill in the air. Alright, coming down into the grove. And there's Lucien. Spot. I found another tree carving that I had never noticed before, and it's on the tree directly next to Lucien. You kind of have to get at this weird angle to see it. But it says BD, as in boy and David.
Eventually he went back to Bosnia. No Miss Ames, no rescue. Over the years,
September 1st, 2018. Going to see Lucien. And there's Lucien. In the same spot as always. So in honor of the weather changing, getting cooler, I decided to do a reading out of the I Ching, or Book of Changes. You roll coins and count them, and then it gives you a passage to read. 8, 9, 6, 7, 8, 9. Water, fire. Passage 64. The transition from chaos to order depends upon your achieving true inner calm. The transition is not yet complete. Here it depends upon your strengthening your clarity, calm, and consciousness. Wei Qi often comes as an indication that we have not yet achieved a genuine inner equanimity. equanimity. As long as we respond to our outer pressures with our egos by worrying, desiring, or becoming aggressive, we cannot attain a successful repose. The I Ching reminds us now to abandon the hysterics of the ego in favor of acceptance, modesty, and inner balance. Quiet your ego, make humility and acceptance your primary goals, and move forward like a fox walking on ice. Cautiously, deliberately, and gently. September 7th, 2018. There's Lucien. In the sunlight. Same spot. I saw the movie The Misfits yesterday, which was Marilyn Monroe and Clark Gable's last movie. Came out in 1961, and it takes place in Reno and then outside of Reno, and then it was also shot here. It's like a whole movie about wildness, and how the romanticism and reality of wildness is just often at odds with each other. Marilyn Monroe goes out, you know, to the desert and basically makes friends with all these cowboys and goes to a rodeo and gets wasted and is just kind of, you know, cutting loose, I guess, or like living without as much structure, and then sort of realizing the violence and loneliness and just kind of, I don't know, yeah, the violence and loneliness that goes along with that wildness. Kent, do you know what the date is?
I don't. And we're going to see a famous tree. Well, not a famous tree, but it's famous to you.
I think it's September 14th, 2018.
That sounds right to me.
All right. Coming over the last ridge, and there's Lucien. Same spot. When is the last time you've been to Lucien before, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when?
I want to say it was like a year ago, because it was fall then, too, I think.
That sounds right.
It's not fall now, but
kind of looks like it, though.
Sort of, yeah. Is Lucien the tree's name, or is...
Yeah, because you've seen the carving, right?
Right, I mean, of course, but I'm just wondering if, like, if you considered the name of the tree to be Lucien.
Yeah. It's the way I see it. I know a human carved their name into this tree.
Yeah.
But the way I see it is this tree just also has the name Lucien Perez.
Yeah, and that's cool. I just didn't know which one you considered, because it could go either way. You could have, like you said, it's just something some guy carved into it. It doesn't represent this whole tree, which is, like, pretty big, right? It's like, do you think all of this is Lucien?
You know, I think of just, it is an aspen, so they're all connected, but I think of just this part as Lucien.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Like, I know it's like a hive mind of, you know, they all share a root system, but they seem like they each have a self in some sense of the word.
I can see that, yeah. I wonder if it has something to do with the eyes.
Yeah, can you explain that?
Well, aspen trees have, like, big eye-shaped holes in them, which make them look sort of people-ish. But, I mean, like, a person is really, I guess, like, their name isn't, like, a part of their biological makeup, or their cosmic makeup even really to me. But I totally get why we have names, but at the same time it's like interesting to see that projected onto a tree, because it's like that tree doesn't know its name is Lucien. But maybe it does because it's like carved into its flesh, and every time it grows it like has to grow around that glyph that somebody carved into it, so it kind of like does have to interact with that.
People kind of have to grow around their name in a non-physical way. Like every time you grow.
Even a physical way, I wonder. Like probably, possibly in some way. Like a boy named Sue kind of situation where like he had to grow up tough and strong because he had a traditionally feminine name. So he had to like prove himself, which was like putting him in physical duress. Like he had to fight people because his name was a certain thing.
Yeah, I've searched around looking for other names and haven't found any, which is also kind of like an interesting thought of self for me, where they're like, the only reason this one did stand out is because it has a name on it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, I wonder if you'd have the same relationship with it if it didn't have an arbor glyph.
Yeah, and I really don't think I would.
Yeah. So it's like it's because it has a human characteristic, and that's kind of what I was saying about the eyes too. I mean, I like Aspen, and I'm wondering if it's like part of why I do. It's because it like resembles a human in some way.
Van Sounds is produced by me, Phil Corbett. The music in this episode was written and performed by me and my good friend Kent Irwin, who recently quit a cushy job to compose music full-time. So if you have a podcast or any other project that you need music for, let me know and I will put you in touch. Thanks to M. Zhang and Kent Irwin, the song you heard in the middle of the episode was written by M., and the Lucien theme was actually inspired by that. You can find Van Sounds on PRX, write a review on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, or swing by at vansounds.org. And if you know somebody who might like this show, text them a link and tell them to subscribe. That really is the best way to support. Well, that and buying t-shirts, which you can find on the website. The next Lucien episode will be out in a couple of weeks. I hope you're having a good summer. Thanks for listening, and keep moving.